Well, we've texted Fred, we've called Fred. I hate to leave him hanging, but he's probably sitting in the other meeting waiting for it to open.
But it's 10:15, let's call the August monthly meeting of the Steuben County Legislature to order. I would ask for a roll call, please.
And also turn on your mics. This should be green, Mr. Front Row, and Mr. Ryan. This is not a normal setup. Mrs. Fiatella.
Present.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Hannah.
Here.
Mr. Horton.
Here.
Mrs. Lando.
Here.
Ms. Latimer.
Here.
Mr. Mayo.
Here.
Mr. Malter.
Here.
Mr. Mullen.
Here.
Mr. Nichols.
Here.
Mr. Potter. Mr. Roush.
Here.
Mr. Ryan.
Glad to be here.
Mr. Shue.
Here.
Mr. Slackhammer.
Yep.
Mr. Van Castle.
Here.
Mr. Van Etten.
Here.
We have a quorum.
All right, we have a quorum. Would Mrs. Lando please do the invocation and Ms. Fitzpatrick to the pledge?
Let us pray. We are here in our new chambers, and we thank our leadership for all their efforts to make this happen. We thank God for all the blessings he has given us and ask for his guidance in doing the people's business. We pray for all those who have suffered because of COVID-19 and ask your help in keeping us safe. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, can we please continue standing for the memorial for Mr. Nielsen?
The death of our former colleague, L. Ronald Nielsen, who passed away on July 25th, 2020, is acknowledged by this legislature with deep sadness. Ronnie was born on September 23, 1928, in Prattsburgh, to Niels and Dorothy Nielsen. He was a U.S. Army veteran serving in the Korean War. Upon his return, he owned and operated Ronnie's Atlantic and worked for Empire Abstract, where he eventually retired as president of the company. His wife of 65 years, Phyllis Muller Nielsen, predeceased him in 2013. Ronnie was elected as Steuben County Legislature representing the residents of District 3 in the town of Bath beginning in 1994. During his tenure on the legislature, Ron served as a member of the Administration Committee, Finance Committee, and Human Services Committee. He also served as the Vice Chair of the Public Works Committee and the Vice Chair of the Public Safety and Corrections Committee. He also served with honor as Steuben County's representative on the Intercounty Association of Western New York. Ron always served with honor and distinction and represented the legislature with dignity and professionalism throughout his 14 years of service. He will always be fondly remembered as a member of this legislature. He was a dedicated public servant who was generous to his community with his time, talents, and support. He will be sadly missed by all who knew him. The members of the Steuben County Legislature respectfully move that the above memoriam be spread upon the minutes of this meeting, and the clerk of the legislature shall forward a copy of this memoriam to his daughter Susan and his son Scott as an expression of the sympathy felt by this legislature on the passing of their loved one.
Thank you. Comments by members of the public.
We don't need to worry about that.
We'll postpone those. Public hearing, we're going to push that out. Adoption of the minutes of the previous meetings.
So,
any changes, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Reports of standing committees. Any reports of special committees? Reports of county officers. Tammy?
All the way up.
All the way.
What? All the way up.
No,
song, Mr. Holloway. How do you get there from?
Well, we'll have to squeeze you through. Sorry.
Good thing you're standing.
Well, look at you up front.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Very good. I just wanted to let folks know who don't know that Pat is officially retiring. He agreed to stay graciously until we found a replacement. And as most of you know, we have found a replacement. Mitch Alger will be starting the 14th of September. And Pat will be leaving the 11th of September. But he's volunteered to come back and help us get Mitch up to speed here and there and everywhere, whatever.
I'm a paid volunteer.
Maybe for 5 years or so, but as needed. But he wanted to address you folks before he departs in a formal way.
I just wanted to thank you for all the respect and courtesy that I've been afforded over the last few years. It's been a very positive experience for me, especially given the way that I came in under the tragic circumstances of Carol Whitehead's death. I've enjoyed working with all of you, and some of you in a couple of different venues, and I'll always remember my association with the county fondly. Thank you very much.
I think I speak on everyone's behalf to recognize we appreciate what you've done for the county. You were a legislator when I started, and a number of us started, and then you became chair, and then you became our finance director, and I think you really did a great job as our first finance director. And especially on the real estate side, because of your breadth of experience in the banking industry, that transition was pretty seamless. I think what I enjoyed most was some of your more colorful explanations of properties that we were taking action on. I'm going to miss that, but hopefully when you help Mitch learn his new role, you can pass along some of that humor for him. But thank you very much.
I'll be glad to try.
Okay.
Knowing that I left the office in the best possible hands.
That's right. All right. Thank you. Any announcements? If not, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I didn't know where the appropriate place was to say this, but and voice my concern on the policy that has been in the paper and emailed out about what people do outside of work. And particularly, I'm not sure exactly where the line is on administrative versus policy stuff, but I think we should have a discussion about that.
Okay. You can explain it now, in case not everybody was aware of it.
Sure. And Scott and I had talked, because obviously anything like that, you know, requires the chairman's input. I don't think there is a hard and fast line of what's administrative and what's policy in this case. We have talked before about what we followed with the travel policy, the travel advisory, that if someone, and many employers are taking that stance, that if someone voluntarily travels to one of the quarantine states, that they have to use their own leave for the 14-day quarantine in return. Because if not, you know, essentially people are getting a 3-week vacation for the price of one. So that was a pretty clear thing that many are doing. The gathering issue that we talked about last week came after weeks of discussion and many, many complaints from employees about an individual going to a large wedding of 300 or more people. We have seen in neighboring counties where, in one case, 27 positive cases arose from one outdoor wedding. So there is concern about the safety of the workplace in that. We have a number of employees that are calling us, personnel, public health, and expressing their concern about a coworker who attended a large gathering and the safety of the workplace. it's not a punishment, but it is. It does require them to use their leave should they choose to attend. That happened after weeks of discussion. We didn't want to go there, but we received many, many reports of people attending these events. And, you know, in our view, the safety of the workplace and our employees is paramount, and we want to do everything that we can to preserve that.
Okay. Thank you. We will move on to the general orders of the day. Would the clerk please read Resolution 1?
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer. Matters pertaining to county real property tax sales, corrections of assessments, property taxes, and other real property acquisitions and dispositions.
Second.
Any questions? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Mullen.
Same in the client matter.
Mr. Nichols.
Yeah.
Is Mr. Potter on?
I don't see him yet. I just texted him as well. When Jack was talking.
Okay. Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Mulcher.
Yes.
Resolution 1 carries.
All right, Resolution 1 has passed. Would the clerk read Resolution 2?
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten. Receiving and accepting the August 24th, 2020 communications log is prepared by the Steuben County Manager's Office.
Second.
This is a voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Would the clerk please, I guess we read it in the table.
Yes.
Resolution 3.
Introduced by Mr. Shue. Final adoption of local law tentatively number 1 for the year 2020, Steuben County Ethics Law.
I move to table it.
Second.
Second.
Any questions? That would be by roll call vote.
To table? Yes. Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter. Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Mulcher.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
All right. Resolution 3 has been tabled. Would the clerk please read Resolution 4?
Introduced by Mrs. Ferratella and Mr. Swackhammer. Authorizing and accepting funding from Health Research Incorporated for COVID-19 enhanced detection.
Any comments or questions? This is by roll call. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Mulcher.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Resolution 4 is carried.
I just realized I texted Fred's home number. I don't have a cell phone, so that didn't work out very well. Would the clerk please read Resolution 5?
Introduced by Ms. Latimer and Mr. Swackhammer. Accepting federal 5311 capital projects funding for mobility management services and adjusting the capital project account.
Second.
Any questions? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
I already started. Mr. Potter, throw me off this minute. Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue. Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer?
Yes.
Mr. Mayo?
Yes.
Mr. Mulder?
Yes.
Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Roush?
Yes.
Resolution 5.
Resolution 5 passes. The clerk, please read Resolution 6.
Introduced by Mr. Hsu and Mr. Swackhammer, authorizing the county manager to accept and appropriate a cybersecurity grant.
Second.
Any comments or questions? If not, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Ms. Latimer?
Yes.
Mr. Mayo?
Yes.
Mr. Mulder?
Yes.
Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Roush?
Yes.
Oh, I skipped over Mr. Ryan.
That's not the first time.
My apologies. Is that a yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Resolution 6 carries.
Right, Resolution 6 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 7?
Introduced by Mr. Hsu. Approving the annual RPS V4 chargeback to the towns and cities for license and support fees.
Second.
Any comments? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Ms. Latimer?
Yes.
Mr. Mayo?
Yes.
Mr. Mulder?
Yes.
Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Roush?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Resolution 7
passed. Would the clerk please read Resolution 8?
Introduced by Mr. Hsu and Mr. Swackhammer, repealing the acceptance of the Census Outreach Grant Award.
Second.
Any questions?
Could you explain what happened just for public knowledge or whatever?
The state essentially cut the grant award in half. So we accepted the award, or you folks accepted the award at the full amount, and we received word about a week and a half ago that it was, or 2 weeks ago, it was going to be half that amount. So that's going to be your next resolution.
So the state gave us a budget, cut it in half. We accepted the full budget. Now we have to resend that and accept the half of the budget.
Correct.
Thank you.
Well taken. Mm-hmm. But he's written a book, Gary.
I was going over here.
All right. No other comments? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Ms. Latimer?
Yes.
Mr. Mayo?
Yes.
Mr. Mulder?
Yes.
Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Roush?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Resolution 8 carries. And now, for half of the money, would the clerk please read Resolution 9?
Introduced by Mr. Hsu and Mr. Swackhammer, accepting the Census Outreach Grant.
Second.
Questions? Clerk, please call the roll.
Second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, have we spent money from the original contract? We haven't spent any money, have we?
No, we've lined up, Amy and Matt have lined up the contractors who, I mean, frankly, they might be doing some census outreach work already, but we haven't expended any money because we don't have it yet.
So are we working with ProAction or any of the other groups that are already doing this?
Most of your human service agencies, yes.
Anything else? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Fred Potter?
Join the meeting.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Ms. Latimer?
Yes.
Mr. Mayo?
Yes.
Mr. Mulder?
Yes.
Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
I don't know if Mr. Potter wants to vote on it.
I just got on.
Okay.
This is resolution 9, Fred.
Okay, I vote yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Roche.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Cancel.
Yes.
All right, resolution 9 is carried. Would the clerk please read resolution 10?
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer, authorizing the reimbursement to the general fund from CARES Act 2020 funds.
Second.
Any questions? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roche.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Cancel.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Resolution 10 carried.
Resolution 10 is carried. Would the clerk please read Resolution 11?
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer, authorizing the Commissioner of Finance to create a capital project for DSRIP funding.
Second.
Any questions? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roche.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Cancel.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
All right, Resolution 11 is carried. Would the clerk please read Resolution 12?
Introduced by Mr. Nichols and Mr. Swackhammer, authorizing the Commissioner of Finance to transfer $800,000 from the General Repairs Salaries and Wages account to various Department of Public Works Salaries and Wages accounts.
Second.
Potter, second.
Any questions? Not the clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roche.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu. Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Cancel.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Resolution 12 is carried. Would the clerk please read Resolution 13?
Introduced by Mr. Nichols, authorizing the county manager to enter into an intermunicipal agreement with Allegheny County to sell the surplus baler.
Second.
Any questions? If not, the clerk please call the roll.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roche.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Cancel.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
13 carries.
Resolution 13 is passed. Would the clerk please read Resolution 14?
Introduced by Mr. Nichols, authorizing the implementation and funding of 100% of the costs of a transportation project which may be eligible for federal aid and or state aid or reimbursement from Bridge New York funds.
Second.
Any questions? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roche.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu. Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Cancel. Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Resolution 14 passes. Would the clerk please read Resolution 15?
Introduced by Mrs. Ferratella and Mr. Shue, authorizing the reclassification of one vacant supervising clerk position, grade 11, to a case supervisor, grade B position, grade 16, within the Department of Social Services.
Second. Any questions? Clerk, please call the roll.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Resolution 15 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 16?
Introduced by Mr. Shue, authorizing the implementation of a voluntary retirement incentive.
Second.
Comments? Ms. Lando?
So how many people would be qualified for this incentive?
So approximately 110 individuals would qualify for it. Certainly we don't think that that many would avail themselves of it, because there are a number that are kind of on the edge without any state retirement incentive. Lose significantly in their retirement from the state system. So, you know, the ones that are kind of at the bottom of our list, we're thinking will not take it, but technically 110 or so.
That's fair.
I was just going to mention at the inter-county meeting, it was brought up that some other counties are offering a flat fee or a flat amount to encourage people to leave, no matter whether they're eligible for retirement or not. So,
yeah.
Mr. Mullen?
Yeah. I don't understand how these scenarios are different from what would normally happen. Could you just explain this?
So it's from the insurance standpoint you're talking about?
Just in general. So
you're essentially doubling the county's contribution to their insurance premium in retirement up to age 65. So generally, someone who retires with 20 years of service with the county would be eligible for 25%. Then this incentive bumps it up to 50. Those with 25 years or more in retirement are generally, under current circumstances, eligible for 50% of a single premium. This bumps it up to 100% of a single premium.
And then there's also the cash option if they choose to not take the insurance.
They have to choose one or the other, correct?
Judy Hunter joined the meeting.
So, all right, then we would be paying everything from 55 to 65 and then a half from, that's for the 25 years.
Right.
20 years.
Yeah. Correct.
All right. When I was reading it, I thought it read as though it was 50 and 25, but that's what we mean by matches will match the existing contract.
The existing premium, so essentially double whatever they have, we will match that, yes.
How much savings do we anticipate, you know, from employees?
So it depends upon which employees actually retire. We've modeled conservative first-year savings on the low end of about $300,000. Again, if the right people retire, all the way up to $1 million, and then those savings would be recurring. So it depends on who retires, but certainly we will not be replacing vacancies somewhere along the lines. Now, a lot of these are in the promotional chain, so they're more of your senior people. So in a lot of scenarios, you would replace that position, but then not backfill the more junior position. So in one way, that's the whole goal, is reduce headcount, and we would do that no matter what.
And as we said in the committee meeting, there will be follow-on actions required by us to fill some of these spots and also bump people up who are taking on additional responsibilities and working outside of their current classification. So that comes along with it, but in the end, the overall cost savings is still significant. Gary.
Stupid comment.
trying to be generous to their employees instead of following Allegheny and other counties laying off 25% of their help. We're trying to do this through other ways, and this retirement system is one that we hope will at least help us on the financial end of things instead of have to furloughing or laying off people.
Mr. Mayo?
Jack, are the numbers you gave taking into account what Scott just said?
Yes. Yeah, we had departments model different scenarios based on who is eligible, which positions they wouldn't fill, which positions they might need to either replace or upgrade. And we've had them do it from, you know, kind of an ideal scenario while still reducing cost to an extreme where we're really not filling the vast majority of positions. So, you know, as we get into the budget process, you folks will obviously all be very much involved in looking at the positions that are vacant, which ones we propose to fill, which ones we propose not to, and all of that.
Any other comments or questions? All right, I'd ask the clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Mayo?
Yes.
Mr. Malter?
Yes.
Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Roush?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yeah.
Mr. Van Atten?
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
No.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Ms. Latimer?
Yes.
Resolution 16 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 17?
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer, establishing the date, time, and place for the 2020 real property special public auction.
Second.
Comments? Mr. Swackhammer?
I'd just like everybody that's interested to pay attention to the rules and regulations that we have to set for this time with the COVID-19 and so on. So if they're interested in consuming some of this property or bidding on some of this property, then there's a procedure, and maybe Jack, would you go into a little more?
It all goes into the gathering. I mean, Pat can talk about it more, but essentially we're going to have it, and there'll be essentially gatekeepers to say, you know, we're not going to be bidding on this property. If you are interested, come in to keep the size down. We're going to be using space on stairs, so it's a big space. But, you know, just to make sure that, you know, 150 people don't show up, we can segment it by property. So those who aren't interested can just hang out in the corridor or whatever.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mayo?
Oh, I'm good now.
Mrs. Lando?
So Chulon County had an online property auction, right? Didn't they just have theirs not too long ago? I wondered how successful that was.
I have no idea. I saw that in the news, but I haven't talked to them about that.
Informally, I did reach out to their commissioner of finance or treasurer, and she reported that they had really good experience. They thought they did actually better than they had historically. You know, it's hard to always quantify that because the group of properties one year may be totally different from the group of properties another year, so it's hard to quantify. But her feeling was that, you know, they've had higher participation and more robust bidding, just because it was, theirs was structured more like an eBay kind of, where they had it out there, they had a certain amount of time, and then the bids closed, so people could, you know, be very active, but it was all managed electronically. Whereas what we're going to be offering will be, as I understand it, people will be bidding online during the auction. So, Perron will have staff people monitoring the bidding site for those that are bidding online, and, you know, be able to report, okay, I just got one online, and then they'll go out to the crowd and, oh, I just got another one online. So that's the way we envision it this time.
So it'll be both people in person and online at the same time.
Yes.
How many properties do we have out there right now?
20-ish.
17 that we know, and two possible. So 19. There'll be two sales, you know, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. Eastern side of the county and the western side of the county. Seems a lot. Mm-hmm. That are still iffy, they have until August 31st to pay a non-refundable $100 to move the property from sale.
Wow, that's right.
Any other questions or comments?
When will we find out when what properties are in the sale?
September 1st.
Okay, thanks.
We're not allowed to buy them.
No. I'm thinking land bank.
Okay.
It's not down the lake.
All right, nothing else. I'd ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fairchild.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Neal.
Yes.
Resolution carries.
Resolution 17 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 18?
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer, ratifying and confirming the 2020 notice to bidders in terms of sale.
Second.
Any questions? Now, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fenatella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Resolution 18.
Resolution 18 is carried. Nothing other. We have executive session.
Two matters pursuant to 105F personnel.
Okay. Is there a motion to go into executive session?
I'll move it. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. We are heading into executive session. How are we going to do that one?
We're going to answer everybody to.